Yesterday we met up for the first time with this very interesting Mishnah and Peah. The bottom line is that Ula learned that Mahlikus and Blaise and Ravana. Crowd. We got the biggest crowd. What? I have a room. Now you're just speaking from such a big crowd. What? I was lying. It makes a difference in size. I get stage fright. The stage I thought of is an unexpected mass of people. Like today. Listen carefully. Remember Chaykis Tanoim in the mission over there in Peah. So Ula came along and said that everybody agrees fundamentally that Migu Divoy is Zochir Nafi Zochir Nami L'Chaber. Everybody fundamentally agrees Migu Divoy is Zochir Nafi Zochir Nami L'Chaber. Which means, by the way, that I'm agreeing with Tzidach Vera from the Chaber. Migu Divoy is Zochir Nafi Zochir Nami L'Chaber. Slowly. And the entire Machlekes of Lezer and Darbonon is the Gabi and Asher who has two Migus. Rav Nachman argues, only Rav Nachman the Ula, but they're in Marmar only on the Machlekes. Who told you that? Why go make a whole Kimta in the Mishnah that they only argue by Asher? That's not the Pashtus. Pashtus they argue by Asher. Now this is a Nachman the Shita that's going to appear in a few minutes and if you don't have an Aleph who hold, I'm here with the world like Konechaberi. But they're in Marmar only on the Machlekes. Why the Matir Hakulanim? I'll bring you a Raya. I'll bring you a raya that is a mandiyabu who holds that we don't say maybe it's a chaveru b'chlal, even when it's mostly boy, even when it's one migu. Where is that from? Parmishna. Tanan, I'm a tia hakol ani emetzlo. By every mitzia, it's both migu di e boy zofi. Tanan, I work like I'm a behemoth boss mitzia. I'm a chaveru atanoli in the tala. Parma nisa chisiba zocha. So the Gemara at this point understood. So I could add that any way to this is what Achshav Kama. And he agrees that he picked it up for his chaver. And Shteita, Rosh Hashem, Chavir, Tali, Yadav, Amani, Zekizba, Zachava. Why? Yeah, Rosh Hashem, Yadav, 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 so I see some other because I'm being a Silla Chavir, Leikon, Chavir. Yadav, Bosh, Yadav, Yadav, Machlaikis, Yadav, 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 because he understood that the case is that he picked it up originally for his chaver, and then he says, I want it now. And still the Mishnah says that he's not crying it. Why not? So at least there has to be one man who holds like that. So the guy said, I picked it up originally. He didn't mean to say that I picked it up now, I want it. He meant to say that originally I picked it up for myself, not for you. The kids are, it's not a case. You know, it's not a case of Rigo Shilach Rebbe Kanach Rebbe. So therefore he's Zachava. Achinami Mustaf, therefore, like Rashi speaks out, Amar Tchila, I and he's a piece of the Kama Tchila, Kama Lebe Tchila, Kama 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 Tchila, Elamai, I've got blood with Tchil Kama. What did he mean? What else did he mean? He gave it to the guy now. What did he mean? I was there for it. Elamai, Pakam Asher, Reisha, Dama Tchil, Edoch, Tana Sefer, Edoch, and Ranachan, Tana Sefer, Gula Reisha, Sefer, Dama Tchil, Reisha, Dama Tchil. But Kitzer, there's a machlikas in Pshat, whether or not there's a riot from our Mishnah, Tamag Biyo Sefer, Reil, Kana Chaver, or Leil, Kana Chaver. So, what do we have over here? According to Ula, who holds that everybody agrees that Me'ani, Le'ani, you're allowed to take for another Ani, you hold on to the Chaveri, Kana Chaveri. Why? Because Migu Divoy is Zochir Nafshi, Zochir Nami L'Chaveri. And the whole Machlokes is whether we say Trei Migu or not by an Asher. It's just something very important. Maybe who says I hold, you need to come on to Migu Divoy Zochir, because it's Machlokes by Asher, where you need to come on to Trei Migu. Shtem first, that by Ani Lani, the reason why it works is, but everybody, because Migu Divoy Zochir means, according to Ula, all the Tanaim hold on to the Chaveri, but why? Because Migu Divoy Zochir Nafshi, Zochir Nami L'Chaveri. Nachman holds, no, there's machlekes tanaim whether or not we hold b'chol migu divoy zochi, and the rabbanon hold when we say the veral lekana chaveri. It's very important Rashi over here on the bottom. The time is Migu de Zachi Bagwaz, we're not talking about Migu de Ibai Zachi. According to Rashi, Rashi over here teaches us that the concept of Migu de Zachi and Migu de Ibai Zachi are from the same family. Rashi gives an apology. When does everybody agree Migu de Zachi and Nafshi Zachi and Abichavi? When your mom is being Zachi for yourself, that everyone agrees to. That's the din of Rava and Dav Chesam and Al back then. But in a case where you're not being Zachi for yourself, Migu de Ibai Zachi and not. See, see, but first, like I said yesterday, the Migu de Ibai Zachi is working with the same law as Migu de Zachi. What was Migu de Zachi? Migu de Zachi says that the whole problem where you say Lachaber, like Kanachaber, because it's Chav Lachem, is because I don't have the right to go Bichav. When I'm doing it for myself, I have the rights because I'm doing it for myself. Machlokes in this Gemara broke out. What happens if you're not doing it for yourself? Is there a thing called Migu de Ibai Zachi? Does that give you the koyches to do it? So first, Rashi, very important Rashi. By the way, Rashi is the center of the sugya. Rashi states that the svara of Migu de Ibai Zachi, the svara of Migu de Zachi, that means like this. We are told things like this. I'm here to say, like on a chaver, if it's Migu de Zachi, if it's Migu de Zachi, then Avshei. Zachi, now I'm here to say, that's not everyone agrees. If you're picking it up for yourself and you're using your own koyches, we had the Nesibis over there in Dalches. When are you using your Kirchus? When could you use your own Kirchus? When does your own Kirchus require that you can pick up for somebody else, etc.? Now we have a third Machlekes. What happens in a case where I'm not being Zachar for myself, but Migu de Ibai Zachi? I could. So the Shadlif, do we say I'm Migu? Do we say that since I could have had the Kirchus, Moshe by Metzia, everybody's a take it, or by Aniyim, by Peah, or I could take it for myself, is the fact that I could take it for myself enough to give me the rights to go ahead and be Chav Lacherim? And that's the crux of the Machlekes over here. Zokti Gomorrah. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, the Amri Tavayu, Hamagriel, Metziel, Chaver, Loi Kana Chaver. We're starting the Sugi now, Hamagriel, Zerel, goes forward. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda Paskim Halacha, that Hamagriel, Metziel, Chaver, Loi Kana Chaver, you can't be crying. What do you do with our Mishnah, by the way, on our Mishnah? The Gemara said, there's not Chaim Oedim, so what's the answer to that? Migu de Zachi L'Nafshi Zavachin Amin L'Chaver. If you're zeichel for yourself, then you can be zeichel for your friend. That's the sugya that Chesed Shechus to you. But we're talking about a classic case of Migu de Zachi L'Kana Chaver. Why not, says the Gemara. My time up. Have you taken some Achoy, Mokum Shechav L'Chem? Have you taken some Achoy, Mokum Shechav L'Chem? L'Kana. Stop right here. So they pass Kavah Alokha like this. If you're zeichel and Nafshi, like that Chesed, we picked it up together, and so over there, we say Migu de Zachi L'Chaver. In a case where you're not being zeichel for yourself, be Shechav L'Chem. I, Migu de Ibai Zachi, Mitzia, I could take for myself if I want to. I'm not going to pass Kinnar, because the pass is not enough. We don't say Migu de Ibai Zachi, okay? We say, welcome to Chav Lacherim, Lekorn. Why you Chav Lacherim? By the way, because somebody else could have taken the Mitzia. At Khan, Machik is Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, the Pesach Rav Nachman and Rav Chista. There's a Rashi over here, one of the famous Rashis in Shas, which we're going to talk about next week in Mitzvah Shem. Rashi says, if you tell us about Chavim, welcome to Chav Lacherim, call them up on the Eidl, the Tefis, Mamu Chavir, the Shulchav, Shish Lach, Olof, Ubalde, Kadim Achava Yitzvesenu, Malchay Vachri wants to PM somebody else. The name of the tape is Chav Lacherim, and she's also saying, it's a Sunesh Machem, Chav Lacherim, Rav Sada Sachem, Kuayin Chav Lodom, Lake Chronic Yadam Gatsu, Zalaf, Kamina, Yas Kefis Vail, Vachav Lail, Miacha Shalda Asa, Shliach, Hanase, Hanesha Shliach, Miacha Shalai Asa, Oisoi, Hanesha Shliach Litvais. This Rashi is a famous Rashi, it's one of the famous Rashi, and just we've spoken about it over the years countless times. This is the famous Rashi who says, that by Teufels of Achoy, Makum Shechav Lachim, if you make the guy a Shliach, it works. Look at the Lashon Rashi again. Me'achar Shaloi Aso Shliach. I said before, that if I go appoint a Shliach to go ahead and grab from my Balchoy, where's Makum Shechav Lachim, it works. Teufels over here, you have asked the Teufels of Achoy, Makum Shechav Lachim. Obviously, ferociously, we're going to spend a day or two on the Teufels, the famous Teufels in Shas, with the famous Teufels in Gittin, Dafir Aleph. And we're going to see Merachom on Sunday about this again. But I do want to say the headlines over here. What does Rashi say? The Gemara says, why? Because you're Chav Lacherim. So you can't use the parash of Zachal Olam Shalai Bofanov to go be Chav Lacherim. Says Rashi, that's only when I make the guy Shliach. If I make the guy Shliach, you're allowed to be Chav Lacherim. I want to point out, this is what we'll speak about on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. There are two types of, Sunday, whenever we're going to get to it. There are two types of questions on this Rashi. Two world kashas. One kasha is, why should it be a chalik between shlichus and schia? If you're not allowed to be chav lacherim, quote unquote, why should it be a chalik between shlichus and schia? That's the first question. So on that we have a teretz. Halei Rashi says beforeish that the reason why you can't be chav lacherim, says Rashi, Lavko kamin elias krefitz me'elov. You don't have the rights to go ahead and take it on yourself, the authority, to go ahead and go be zeichem with somebody else. Krefitz me'elov. Rashi's critical. That means, what's left? We spoke already about this a lot. This is the place where the nafkamina kicks in. Lavko kamin means you don't have the krefitz to go ahead and make yourself into a baldover, to go fake kinyanim on something that you're not a baldover on. Hello, you're not making a kinyan for yourself. You're an outsider. So what gives you the krefitz to do it? I decided I want to do it. You don't have the right to self-appoint yourself, okay? You don't have the right to self-appoint yourself on something that you're not involved up with. What can be a chav lacher? Says Rashi, Mori de Kazach, Vibalt the pshat is lav kokamina lias krefitz me a love. You don't have the right to go ahead and do it by yourself. So therefore, when you're a shliach, you're not a krefitz me'elov. I was appointed. That means the baldover who wants to make the sale appointed me to do it. I'm not a krefitz me'elov. The reason why you can't do chav lachem is to go do chav lachem, to be krefitz me'elov, to do chav lachem, to go jump by yourself to do it. Nah, that's nish. But over here, I'm not a krefitz me'elov. I was sent as a shliach. So if the question on Rashi, which Tosfos yells and screams over here, is that what's the chilek between schia and shlichos? Why by schia I can't do chav lachem? Shlichos I could. So the answer is a very blunt teretz. That the reason why you can't do chav lachem is because you don't have the right to make yourself into a baldover on somebody else's cheshbon. But if I was appointed to be a baldover, then I can. That's the other famous kasha which the Ksei speaks about, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem next week, is that Rashi all over is mashma, that schia and shlichos are identical. Rashi's mashma all over that schia and shlichos are identical. Schia mitam shlichos, as we're going to see in Kama Vakama Rashi's. Vibalt schia and shlichos are identical, so there's a different problem. So why is chilek between schia and shlichos? You tell me that. It means in Lomdis, I understand that Tzchia is Me'elov and Shlichos is not. Rashi holds all over that Tzchia and Shlichos are identical. Anyway, that's the famous Rashi. What?
So why is it Shara?
Because if there's a din that by Tzchia you can't. What?
I'm just lacking the meaning.
You say, so that's the Shara. What does Rashi mean when he says all over Tzchia and Me'tam Shlichos? The famous one, like it's Rashi Tosis. Rashi holds all over that the word Tzchia and Me'tam Shlichos means as if I appointed you. In which case, it's not going to help. And the same, we have to talk about it. In other words, if Rashi Taka says it's Kreifis Me'elov, so what does Tzchia and Me'tam Shlichos mean? That's what I meant to ask. Either way, that's the famous Rashi. We've spoken about it countless times. I'm not even sure. I'm going to speak about it next week. We'll see. It's a quick change of mind, though. We'll see. There's a lot of other things that have to be done over here that only appear over here in Shas. The famous sheet of the Chedush Aran, Shluchos of Alamon, and the Nesivis. We'll see. There's a lot to do here. What? Catch you on Friday? Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah. Listen carefully. Finish writing what I said to him?
Yes.
Keep, stay busy, okay? Let's go. Listen carefully. Now we're starting a huge maysa, one of the most unusual things in Lashon Nezikin. I'm not exaggerating. Place over here is the stira. From a Gemara in Beitzah, the Lama Tesmet Alta, the Lama Tesmet Beis, to our Gemara, a point blank stira. And there's a bunch of Tirutz, there's Rashi, there's Vayda Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi, in order to answer the Stira, Tosfos quotes the Rashi. In order for Rashi to answer the Stira, Rashi over there basically says, without question, and the other will agree, one of the most unusual things that ever appeared in all of Shas. Not to be believed that he says such a thing, and it changes the rules of everything we know. What happened? The Morbihe says, we have a first of Lachan of Chistol, and first of Yusuf, like Panachaber. That the Gemara says Mefurish in Beitzadaf Tesmet Aleph, a guy had a bar. Right? What was the story over there? The din over there is I wrote you a long introduction today. What did it say? Over there, the case was that the din is that Mayim on Shabbos, or anything on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it out of its tchum. Okay? And the tchum of the Mayim, that's Hefker, is Nikva, the fee, the one who the water was drawn from the well for. As I state over there, the din of the Mishnah over there, based on the Talmud, and I printed out in Marmar Kremis. To make a long story short, it's not Hilchos Tum Shabbos, the water, a guy drew water from a well. They had wells over there that were made for the Eilir Golem, wells which are Hefker, that everybody can come and draw water on the way up to Yerushalayim. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to draw water from the well, okay, however it was set up. And the water has a tchum Shabbos. How far can you take it? You can only take the water up to its tchum. What is the tchum of the water that was taken out? So broke out of machlekes over there between Rav Sheshes and Rav Kista. Rav Sheshes amar kiragli hamimale. The water is limited to the tchum Shabbos of the one who took the water out. Okay? Rav Nachman Omar Kiragli Mishan is Malalei, the one you took it for. Umasik and the gross maskanis, as we say, Pligi, the Masal, the Kona Masal, the Kona Masal, the Rav Nachman, Kona Chaveri, the Kachavi Kiragli Mishan is Malalei. Let me explain. The Gemara brings out a Machikish, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What is the tchum of this water? Is the tchum of the water limited to the tchum Shabbos of the one who drew the water from the well, or is limited to the one to the tchum Shabbos of the guy that the water was nismala for? Means the Gemara understood that the case over there was a case where water was drawn for somebody else. A took out the water. He drew the water from the well for B. So, if you want to know whose Tchum Shabbos it is, so it depends. If I'm a Gresiveroi, Konachaveroi, which is Rav Nachman holds, it's Keregel, Mishan is Malali. It's according to the walking distance of the one who was filled up from, because he's the one who's kind of. And I guess Konachaveroi, the water became his, and therefore the definition of a Tchum Shabbos is if he's the one who was filled up for, B. Sheshes holds, like Gresiveroi, like Konachaveroi. Therefore, when I draw the water for him, it wasn't for him, it was to the middle. The Mamala afterwards is Zaychid afterwards. He wasn't back, the other guy wasn't Zaychid. So after the Mamala takes him, he goes to feed the Ragnar Mamala. That's what the Gemara says over there. In fact, all the Rishayim, Tesis included, it's a point blank steer. It's a point blank steer. Over here, Rav Nachman holds, Hagbib Vasil Chaveroi, like Kana Chaveroi. And over there it says that when A took out water, he drew water from the well for B. B is Kaina. How do we know that B is Kaina? Because it says that the Tum Shabbos of the water is a Ragnar Mishan, is Mamala life for the one that was filled up. Hazay Zachary. Says Rashi over there in Beitza, that I printed out for you today, and Ashtanis things ach, Rashi is the Kasha. Rashi Beitza, the Lamatesma Beitza, is the Kasha. And Rashi says, nothing less than an astonishing, astonishing zach. What does Rashi say? It's like Rashi, that we're not going to raise in the Gemara, our Amir Vasil Chaveroi, Kona. Rashi grows up, Kona Masa, Leka, Leka Sina Chaveroi. We're not going to raise Chaveroi. We're not going to say Chaveroi or not. Why? Says Rashi over there that everybody agrees, like Rav Nachman over here. Everyone agrees, like Rav Nachman over here. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes was, is the first guy koina or not? And he's like this. A picked it up for B. A took out the water from the well. He drew the water from the well for B. B's for sure not koina. B's not koina. Kulusar says twice over here, he's quoting the Rashi, look on a chaveral. That was like this. A drew out the water from the well for B. B was not kaina. That everybody agrees. Why? Because it's chavlacher. Now, broken of achleikah is A kaina or not? If A is kaina, which is where Rav Sheshes holds, so it's ragli hamamali. So A was kaina, it's his Tum Shabbos. Rav Nachman holds A is not koina, and therefore nobody was koina when he drew the water, and therefore when afterwards he gives it to B, B is koina, and therefore it's kiragle of B. So the reason why it's kiragle of B is not because Rav Nachman holds Rav Shulchan Kana Chavera, because A drew it out for B. Rather, everybody agrees that when A took out the water, B was not koina. The question was whether A is koina. Rav Nachman holds A is not koina, either B is not koina, because Rav Shulchan Kana Chavera. A is not koina, because he's not koina. And therefore, when it arrives in B's hands, he's the first owner, and he's the Tum Shabbos. Shenker Rav Sheshes holds an alarming chiddush that A is kind of even though I'm going to be a like kind of chaver. And then, there's no secret with Agamor, because Agamor is discussing whether B is kind of. And of that, everyone agrees that B is not kind of when he takes it out of the world. The question was, when he took it out of the world, is A kind of not? Atkan, the Texas quotes to Rashi, that's the Rashi as you to see today and such. So before I say anything, I want to start off slowly. Halei the zachstocha amirabsin igra neira neirois pachat chod mamash. What happened over there? So that answers the stira, quote unquote. There's no stira because Agam wants to have one agenda. Agam wants to have a different agenda. But what did Rashi answer? That everyone agrees that B is not koyin. Machik is A koyin. Now what happened? A took a bucket, put it into the well, and he said the shame B. I'm directly against. B wasn't koyin because it's chavla cherem. Says Rav Nachman, okay, so nobody's kaina until it arrives in the hands of B, and then Ragni Mishan is Malaloi. Says Rav Sheshes, no, it's A. How in the world did it get to A? A took it off of B. This is the landmark Rashi that appears one place in Shas. Rashi says that the Pshat of Rav Sheshes is not the Pshat that's arguing whether B is kaina, they're arguing whether A is kaina. A is not koineh, then eventually when it rolls down to B, B gets it, right? And Rav Sheshi holds, no, A is koineh, so therefore the Tum Shabbos is A. How could it be A? Who did he pick it up for? He picked it up for who? He picked it up for B. What is going on over here? So we can begin a journey, and the journey goes like this. What's Shana Rashi? So we have a Tais of Rashi over here, it says Shana Rashi. And Tais of Rashi over here, what comes out of Tais of Rashi is Rizik Yichidushim, and then we'll see further. Tais of Rashi says, what does it say in this Rashi? Tais of Rashi took the Rashi Bamed by its throat. What does it say in this Rashi? What must say in this Rashi? Let's take the story. A drew water from a well for B. That means, say bluntly, he did not have kavana to be kind of the water. And yet it becomes his. Slowly. Yet it becomes his. And yet it becomes his. Alright, so before we get into any lumpness, in fact, this question, the four Shikmar, like Mar says in Yvamas Atman Beis, Oide Benichse Hager, Vesopa Shushaloi, you're not crying? Oide Benichse Hager, Vesopa Shushaloi, Oide Benichse Hager, Vesopa Shushaloi, you're not crying? What happened? Hager died, and his Mechosama after. A guy went ahead and was Oide. Oide means he was hoeing there, he was doing a Maisa Chazaka. But he thought it was his land. He made a confusion. He didn't know that it was belongs to the guest. What happened? A guy went ahead and perpetrated a Maisa Kenyan to land that was Hefker. It's Nixay Hagar. He didn't know that he was doing a Maisa Kenyan. And therefore, you're not Koina. So you see that what? That if you don't have Das for the Chalos, you're not Koina. How could Rashi say over here that when A picked it up for B? How could Rashi say that when A picked it up for B, what's the din? How could Rashi say that when A picked it up for B? How could Rashi say that when A picked it up for B? Yeah, when A picked it up for B, B's not coined it because I'm going to be so kind of but A's will coin it. How can you coin it? He didn't have das. The Marshal before showed then Yavala Stafford base that Oide Benichse Ager, Vixabu Shalai, a guy who went ahead and made a Maisa Kenyan in Hefker the Galan, but he didn't know that he was making a Maisa Kenyan. He thought it was his. He's not coined it. So you see that you're not coined it when you don't come out to make a Maisa Kenyan slowly. So, Zokter Rosh is a huge difference. Alam de Shechelah. Dr. Rush, by Oide Benichse Hager, V'ksavar Shu Shaloi, Dr. Heliger Rush, over there, not only don't you have Das for the Chalais, I'm saying it open alum de Shaloi, meeting on. Not only don't you have Das for the Chalais, you don't have Das for Maisa Kenyan either. You don't have Das to do a Maisa Kenyan. You don't have Das to do a Maisa Kenyan. You don't have Das to do a Maisa Kenyan. You think it's your land. So why are you hoeing there? Because you think it's your land. Your land needs hoeing. So you didn't even have das to make a Maisa Kenyan b'chol. Hashem Kain, Zakar Tais Rosh, in the case of Agumara, A, he was planning to do a Maisa Kenyan. Just he planned to do it for B. That's okay. Then A is kinder. I repeat, Zakar Tais Rosh, when do I say that you need das? That's in the case of Oide Benichse Hager, where you don't have das to do a Maisa Kenyan b'chol because you think it's your land. But in the case of the water, where I have das to make a Maisa Kenyan, just rather I had das to make a Maisa Kenyan for B, it doesn't work for B, then it works for me. To me, to get a Shem Maisa Kenyan, because I plan to do a Maisa Kenyan. Atkan, Divrei Atosfos HaRosh, shocking and earth-shattering and life-changing. I want to explain that left. What does it mean? First of all, if the Tosfos HaRosh have one in Rashi is correct, so the first thing that we need to shtel on is, where's your das for the Chalais? You had das that B should be kinder. I don't have das that I should be kinder. Okay, it doesn't work out for B. Where's my das for the chalos? State, I'm afraid to say it in my mouth, but I'm going to say it. State that you don't need das for the chalos as long as you're not against it. I mean, as long as a person perpetrates a Maisa Kenyan to an object, and the object's hefker, let me, it's a different posture by me, and the Chayyim Shikad also, that this whole discussion, the limit of something is hefker. In other words, the act of perpetrating a Maisa Kenyan to hefker makes it yours. I don't have das to be kind of, but here's the big but. But I don't have das not to be kind of. I don't have das bar kocha. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Let's say the guy would have das. I don't want to be kind of this object. It's not going to become yours bar kocha. I want to hit on something in parentheses, very interesting. Shmuel over here, Shmuel in the small red sefer, the one on the daf, not the shekhov, Shmuel over here says something very interesting. Shmuel over here says that the Rishonim who attack Rashi, the Ramban, others, the Ramban attacks Rashi and says, there's no such thing as a Kenyan Bal Kochai. There's no Kenyan Bal Kochai. You picked it up for B, you don't want it. So is Medaiko Shmuel, why do Rabbani ask such a funny outfit of no king in Bal Kochor? Why do you ask some of it? The guy didn't have das to be kind. Speaking of, he doesn't have das to be kind himself. We have to ask, we does have violence of Bal Kochor. Stop, there's no das colors over here. The guy didn't have a mind to be kind of the water for himself. You have to kvetch Bal Kochor. So Shmuel time is, because fundamentally the Rishonim who argued on Rashi agreed that when something's hefker and you have das to make a kinyan, it can become yours. Just over here, it's called bar kocher because you've already picked it up for B. That's called bar kocher. It means picking up something for B is a fakerta das than being credit for myself. But let's say stamazoi, on the problem of bar kocher, stam the fact that I didn't have a kumvase das that I wanted to do myself, it's fine. You had to come out and do a maisa kinyan. Is if the maisa kinyan that you made for B doesn't work, so by default, it becomes yours. Shak mizach. I don't have to have das for chalois, state in Rashi over here, I do not have to have das for the chalois, all I need to have is das for the maisa. Now, das for the maisa I do need to have, why? Because otherwise it doesn't get a shem maisa kinyan. But if a person perpetrates an act of a kinyan to something of hefker, it becomes yours. I didn't have das, proactive das, that I want the chalois, I want the thing to become mine. State in Rashi beforish, you're kind of by default. As I state beforish in Rashi, a shocking, life-changing Rashi. We're going to expand in a minute.
Whose
kaifas
is he using when he ends up
by
hand? He started off with his friend,
because he's
can't
be good with Me'ilah. It's not a word of kaifas, by the way. Don't do a kaifas. The word is, he doesn't have rights to do it for his friend. So it comes out, let's extract the friend from the picture, because the minute I don't have rights to do it for my friend, because it's chavla chayrim. So I'm dealing with a situation where a person perpetrated a maisa kinyan to an object without das for the chalis. What? Because it's a double posh, I mean, it's something that's owned by somebody else. In order to go ahead and make it default, because I understand that a zach, which is hefker, the maisa kinyan itself makes it yours. Something which is in somebody else's rishos, you have to want it to come in. But Yesh la'ayim was, I have to think about it. I don't have a clear hachwa on that, okay? As I stay in Taisa Rosh over here, as far as I believe, you need to have a maisa kinyan, you don't have to ask in the chalais. As I stay before from Taisa Rosh over here, shocking, shocking idea. One second, on a build. There's a rule over here. You have an art in the Azura. I don't know what I have in the Kavis. But the Azura over here brings down the Rashi, and he says even more astounding raid. He goes further than the Tez Rosh, and I'm going to show you in a few minutes what could be done after Mina. Tez Rosh goes even further. Tez Rosh says, the Azura says, he goes even much further than his Rebbe the Rosh. He goes even a step further. It's Mahmoud Kazakh. The Azura says, brings out the Rashi, and the Azura says, state this Rashi, that if you pick up something in Hefker, he says Hefker, by the way, if you pick up something from Hefker, and you don't have das to make a kinyan b'chal, it works. You don't have to have das to make a kinyan. He takes it even further. The Taisa Rosh went out of his way to stress that you have to have das to make a maisa kinyan, even though you don't have das for the chalais for you, but you have to have das to make a maisa kinyan. The Taisa Rosh says, mefarsh. The Azura says even further, Azura says, stating this Rashi, that if you pick up a Zach and Hefker, you didn't have das for the Chalais, and you didn't have das for the Maisa Kinyan either. I wasn't planning to make a Maisa Kinyan. I don't have my stamp. Stop, I picked it up. It becomes yours. You did a Maisa Kinyan, you didn't have to Rishos. It goes into your Rishos. One second. What about that Gemara? Yeah? What about Oidim and Nichse Ager? What about the Chalais Rishos Kashim of the case where. So the Azura says a strange thing. So Dr. Azura, that over there, by Oidim and Nichse Ager, it's even worse. Because you thought it was yours. You had like these three daragas. There's one daraga where I have a das to make a maisa kinyan. Then there's another daraga where I don't have das to make a maisa kinyan, but I didn't think it was mine. And then there's a scenario where kasama shushalay, where there's misulik from kinyan. You think it's yours. So in a case where you think it's yours, then what you're doing can't be called a maisa kinyan. You hear a zak fetch? The Taisara said that the case of Oidim Nisei Ager is worse. Because over there, you have to ask to make it Maisa Kinyan B'chal. You have to have das to make it Maisa Kinyan. A simple answer, by the way. You might not need to have das for Chalois, but you have to have das much for Maisa Kinyan, don't you? The Azura goes even further, and the Azura says that in this Rashi that you don't need to have das for Maisa Kinyan. You go to Hefka, you pick it up. I think tomorrow, there it's worse, not because it tells the Rosh you don't have das for Maisa Kinyan. Although he holds you don't need to have das for Maisa Kinyan. Over there, it's worse because you're Masolik from Kinyana, because you think it's yours. So that's a half God that a Kinyana, as after I think it's mine. I don't know if he means that that's Kinyana, or he means to say that Vibalt Klapi me, I think it's mine, so I can't call Azazach a Maisa Kinyan. But Akapana, as I said before, according to or Zuro, what do you say? Because that's what he learned the Rashi, because he didn't learn up this chat of the, because he held that picking up a Zach for somebody else means I don't have the Asa. That's not going to have the Asa Maisa Kinyan for myself. he didn't hold it this hair split on the Taisa of Rosh. That's cool. He doesn't hold it. The Zeruah went all the way. That's what I'm saying. The Zeruah types two right from this Rashi that Maisa Kinyanim don't need Das Bachal. He says, first, a guy, I'm quoting word for word, a guy went ahead and picked up something heavy, Bali Kavana Kinyan Bachal. As long as it's not Misolik where Kinyan, where it's worse because Ksavar Shushalay. Atkan Devi Zeruah. 1 second. The Nafkamino of this shocking raid, shocking. Is, and Rav Shmuel performs this. It won't be by a cotton. A cotton can't be koina, right? A cotton can't be koina. The Rashidas Rishayim of all, the Vedasach has makina, a cotton could be koina. So Shmuel says something very interesting. He says that, I don't understand. Why can't a cotton be koina? Watch. Let's say somebody wants to sell me something. First of all, why can't a cotton be koina from Hefker? Hello, stay talk over here. We'll talk about Hefker first of all. Why can't I'm saying a little bit different than it says there, but I'll talk about a cotton. Can a cotton be kind from Hefker? Pashtas not. That's a chesma. I can give me kind, right? Why not? You don't need das for chalos. You only need das for mice. A cotton can't have das for mice. A very, very interesting philosophical shadow which we've spoken about over the years. Hello, stay talk in this Rashi, a zach which is not to be believed. That at least by Hefker, when you pick something up and you have das to do a mice kinyan. Now, we spoke about many times over the years. For those of you who are with us. But Chaim Shaldavek, that there's two things. Chaim, in many places. There's one thing called Kavana, and there's one thing called Rotson. Kavana, said Reb Chaim, is the ability to touch up a Maisa why I'm doing it. Okay? And then Rotson is what we call Haskama, decision to sell the object. Okay? A cotton doesn't have Das, quote unquote. A cotton doesn't have Das to go ahead and make a decision, a Hachlot, I want to sell it. I want to buy it. The level of das that you need to go ahead and acquire something, that a cotton doesn't have. In fact, for sure, a cotton doesn't have the das, the kavana, to decide that I'm doing a maaseh. Can you not? Fascinating shaila. A cotton doesn't have that das. So why can't a cotton be kaina? And Reb Shmuel asks it not in the way I asked it. I asked it in the way that why can't a cotton be kaina? He doesn't have das to be theoretical. And the Shmuel asks it in a twist. Listen to what he says. But he asks it. He turns the knife most tighter. He says, "Are we showing him hold the dasach as makna works?" Okay. A cotton doesn't have das, but dasach as makna. Now he says, "What could dasach as makna do? Dasach as makna could work for the chalais, right? The guy's das puts it into the cotton tushos. But where's the ma'aser kinyan?" He says, "For that, the dasach as makna could help the cotton doing the ma'aser kinyan." He says, "It's a no-brainer that a cotton is the one who could do a ma'aser kinyan because das for a ma'aser kinyan he has a chaper Shmuel." Listen to what he says. Now we shouldn't behold that Das Achaz Makna works. Why? Because even though a cotton doesn't have Das for Chalais, somebody else can be Makib to me. In fact, for sure, that Das that somebody else has is for the Chalais and for the Maisa. But it's for the Chalais. He can't go turn the Maisa into a Maisa. He's not doing the Maisa. The cotton's doing the Maisa. So what happened? A cotton didn't act the Meshicha. A Gadol wants to be Makna a Chamorah to a cotton. Cotton does Meshicha. He's Kainan. In fact, for sure, I don't say, why is he Kainan? Let's see. The Das for the Chalais, okay. The Das Achaz Makna takes care of it. He puts it in. What about the Maisa Kinyan? You need a Maisa Kinyan. That's the cotton did the Maisa Kinyan. How could a cotton do a Maisa Kinyan? The Rosh says you have to have Kavanah to do a Maisa Kinyan. The Torah says, the Pashtun says, a cotton could do a Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan he could do. You can't, doesn't have the Das for the Chalais. So listen to the Knei, Shrekish Rules. So what did Das Acheres for? If the cotton could do a Maisa Kinyan, so the Rashi over here says that a cotton could do a Maisa Kinyan. And if the cotton can't do a Maisa Kinyan, so how would the Das Acheres back and help? It's very hard to believe, by the way, because the Maisa is agitized by the person who's doing it. How could somebody else go touch up what my Maisa Mashiach is? What's the problem with the Das on the Maisa? The act's not called an act of Kinyan. It's not an act of pulling an animal, right? So what is it? In order to give the act of pulling a meaning, the person who's pulling it has to give a meaning. He can inject meaning into my action. That's what Shmuel's time. So I'm asking this shocking kasha in two Nuschoyas, okay? One Nuschoy is Tam. A fee this rate, why can't a cotton be kind of a hefker? Unless you tell me that a cotton doesn't have das, not for a chalais and not for doing a maisa. That could be. The second Torah is the Rebbe Shmuel asks. He says, every time we're caught in this kind of Midaraisa because of Das Adras Machner, what role did the Das Adras Machner? The Das Adras can't provide the Das for the Maisa, it can provide the Das for the Kinyan. So who's providing the Das for the Maisa? The cotton is. So then when he did Das Adras Machner, well, let the cotton do a Maisa Kinyan, it'll become his.
You can't split the Chalais as, I want this to be a Kinyan, but the destination could be either me or him.
What are you coming to explain?
There still is Das for Chalais. Rashi holds you need Das for Chalais, but he holds that he doesn't matter who it's for.
I don't know how to explain such a stuff. What does that mean? That's what chalais means. I have to want the object. Chalais means that that's going to become mine, not for a chalais in the world. That's very hard to believe, such a zach. One second. But it's only why I have to be a mildest, because you don't need anybody to mock me to. If the guy's mocking it to me, then it's the equivalent of effort. The guy's willing to sell it to me, so why can't he go take the sheep? You understand? So one second. I didn't finish off. There's a catastrophe. Why is it a catastrophe if he does a ruah? Why is it a catastrophe? Those Ruah says you don't need a mice, you don't need to have das for kinyan mechal. Those Ruah said that the pshat and Rashi is that when you pick up something at least from hefker, you don't need to have das for kinyan mechal, right? You can just pick it up as long as you're not misolik. So why can't it come be kinyan? It's a shocking class. Why can't it come be kinyan? So why can't it come be kinyan? I think it's a shocking class. Why can't it come? I can still play with it. Maybe he has das for kinyan. He doesn't have das for kinyan. But according to the But according to the Ruah, that you don't need a das for kinyan b'chal, and as long as you did the perpetrated act of kinyan, it becomes yours automatically. So why is it not kinyan? I don't know what that means. Why is this physical action meaningless only if he's lacking das? It's the only reason why it's meaningless. If doing azach is a way of showing bialess, and the person doesn't have to have das b'chal, he went and picked up something, it's hefker, becomes his. I'm talking about, because over there the word is Yusuf Kinyanim, because the word is he thinks that it's his. But the word is a cotton whose word doesn't think that it's his, doesn't think that it's his. Why can't he be like a guy who's doing a Maisa Kinyan without that? Well, cotton is somebody who doesn't have das, by the way. It's a very sure azach. I'm very troubled by this. I want to end off with a big idea. Akaponim state in the Tais Rosh that one thing for sure is the shocking Rashi. One second. Akaponim state in this Tais Rosh that a das for Maisa Kinyan you have to have. How did Tais Rosh answer the steerer? Tais Rosh answered the boy didn't say you don't have das for the Maisa, but das for the Maisa you have to have. That's the bare minimum. And that's why Rashi also hated Nifsagir is worse, because if you didn't have das for Maisa Kinyan, in the case of the Mayan, of the well, you had das for Maisa Kinyan. We spoke many, many times. Then the Ktoish did Nishta Kray. The Ktoish in Ayin Reish Eis of Korn Gimel, it's one of those famous controversial Ktoish. The Ktoish in Ayin Reish Eis of Korn Gimel says the Zach, which is the opposite of everything I said today. The Ktoish, but this is a famous case. Reuven heard that there's a field down the block that belongs to a Gera who died, and he sent Moshe, the fence builder, Yedua, to go ahead and build a fence there, correct? He told him to go build a fence there. I spoke about it in Kedushin and Sittles. He told him to go build a fence. Moshe, the fence builder, thinks he's building a fence for who? He thinks he's building a fence for Shmero, for the owner, for the guy. He doesn't know that it's Hefker. Mechal doesn't know doing Maisa Kinyan Mechal. Now over there, in that case, he doesn't have Kavanah for Maisa Kinyan Mechal. Says the Ktoisa works. Why does it work? Because he's Mashleach. And I have Das. And here's the big Zach. The Das of the Mishaleach could turn the Maisa Kinyan into a Maisa Kinyan. It comes back to what I just spoke about. The only one who could interpret that as Maisa Kinyan is the one who's building the fence. My sending him and then going to sleep could tight up that it's called a Maisa Kinyan. So here's a reverse case. Here's a case where Das for the Chalais to have, because the one who sent the guy to build the fence has Das to be kind of the field. But what about the Das on the Maisa? The Achreinim yell and scream at the Ktoisim. So Achreinim yell and scream at the Ktoisim. What are you talking about? How could such a thing work? The person who did it didn't have Das to go ahead and do a Maisa Kinyan. I, the Mishalech. You can glue the Mishalech's Das when he sent him to turn the act of building the fence into an act of Kinyan. Halidavru. So the belt rings down. The Lachorin disc says, Pum Fakert. State that I don't have to have Das on the Maisa Kinyan, and all I have to have is Das on the Chalais. And Tais Rosh over here, State Pum Fakert. Tais Rosh says you have to have Das on the Maisa Kinyan, but you don't have to have Das on the Chalais. Lachorin is two opposites, Mamish. Vechaina, Vechaina, Vechaina. Tonight in Mitzvah Shem. Congratulations, Mitzvah Shem. So, Sean, I'm very good to have you, and I'd say I'm a Hashem.